みなさんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Newbie Series Season 2, Lesson 6.
日本語道場。
Money makes the world go round in Japan.
Peter here.
Naomi です。
Akihiro です。
Naomi 先生、こんにちは。
こんにちは、Peter さん。こんにちは、Akihiro さん。
こんにちは。
That's right, Akihiro さん is joining us today for this lesson. And Naomi さん, what are we talking about today?
今日は numbers and prices.
Numbers and prices. And in Japan,Prices can get to a very big number quickly because there's no decimal point. なんででしょうね? Why don't you guys like the decimal point? But we'll figure all that out at a different time. But right now, today we're going to go over numbers and about 100, 200 in that area?
はい、そうです。
All right. Where does today's lesson take place?
The conversation takes place at the 100 yen shop.
100 yen shop. So the conversation is between?
The shopping clerk and Minami-san.
So we'll have polite Japanese.
Hi. And Minami-san is going to buy something. And when you listen to the audio, please calculate price.
Good luck. Again, after you hear this, stop by JapanesePod101.com. The PDFs have been reborn. Naomi-sensei has really added a lot to them. In addition, inside the Learning Center, things to bring everything together. So with that said, here we go.
いらっしゃいませ。いらっしゃいませ。
すみません。これはいくらですか
?100 円です。
じゃあ、これはいくらですか
お客さん、ここは100円ショップです。これも100円、それも100円、あれも100円です。
ああ、そうですか。すみません。じゃあ、これとこれください。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
いらっしゃいませ。いらっしゃいませ。
すみません。これはいくらですか
?100 円です。
じゃあ、これはいくらですか
お客さん、ここは100円ショップです。これも100円、それも100円、あれも100円です。
あ、そうですか。すみません。じゃあ、これとこれ、ください。
次は、英語が入ります。
いらっしゃいませ。いらっしゃいませ。
Hello, may I help you?
すみません。これはいくらですか?
Excuse me, how much is this?
100円です。
It's 100 yen.
じゃあ、これはいくらですか?
And how much is this?
お客さん。ここは100円ショップです。これも100円、それも100円、あれも100円です。
Ma'am, this shop is a 100 yen shop. This one is 100 yen. That one near you is also 100 yen. That one over there is also 100 yen.
ああ、そうですか。すみません。じゃあ、これとこれください。
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. I'll take this and this.Naomi-sensei, what did you think of today's lesson?
Actually, this dialogue is based on my real experience.
Real life experience? As the shopping clerk?
No, as a customer.
Oh, say it isn't so. Akihiro-san, what did you think of today's conversation?
このお客さん面白い人ですね。
This, yeah, this customer is a pretty interesting person, which makes Naomi sensei a pretty interesting person. Sorry.
But I didn't know that was a 100 yen shop.
Yes, the big 100 yen sign is very hard to miss.
So there's only one price. So asking, ikura desu ka?
There's a 100 yen shop called Natural Kitchen, and it's a 100 yen shop, but it doesn't say the price. And it looks like a decent shop, like a nice shop.
That's all this.
But I think it's like, it would make for a good comedy skit, someone going to the store and asking repeatedly over and over. Really good practice for your Japanese. Okay, let's take a look at the vocab because we're getting a little carried away. What do we have first? Akihiro-san, onegai shimasu.
いらっしゃいませ.
Welcome. May I help you?
いらっしゃいませ. いらっしゃいませ.
Next we have?
いくら.
How much?
いくら. いくら.
I heard this funny story. My Japanese student who was studying English once told me. He's like, there was a famous foreign comedian and he made a joke using this いくら. The joke was that he was at a sushi restaurant and
わかった.
So he wanted to get the check. So he raised his hand. He said, いくら. And the joke was that the guy in the sushi restaurant, hi, ikura icho, like one salmon egg.
Okay.
And he's like, all right, how much? And so the guy said, hi, hamachi icho. So the whole thing was he was trying to get out of the sushi restaurant, but
he was keep ordering.
Yeah, he kept ordering. So easy way to remember this is salmon eggs, which in Japanese is
ikura.
Then we have
お客さん.
Customer, a very polite way to refer to a customer.
お客さん. お客さん.
This has the honorific prefix お and the honorific suffix san. Base we have
客.
Customer, which is
客.
And this can also be guest. This is followed by
ここ.
Here.
ここ.
Next we have
en.
Japanese yen.
En.
English we say yen. Japanese it's en. No y. The kanji for this is quite interesting. What is the kanji here?
It means circle.
Yeah.
So we use coins and coins are circle.
So that's where it derives from.
Hai. To omoimasu. En.
Yeah. I heard it comes from this Japanese gesture. How do you describe this?
Where in English it would be the OK sign.
Right.
Your thumb and your pointer finger bend together into a circle, and the other three fingers are flailing away.
So that's show a circle.
And that also means that's also the gesture in Japanese for money. N. Then we have
shop.
Shop.
Shop. Shop.
Next we have
ください.
Please, as in please give me.
Kudasai. Kudasai.
And finally,
Tenin.
Clerk.
Tenin. Tenin.
Okay, let's take a look at this conversation. Naomi sensei, what do we have first?
いらっしゃいませ.
Welcome.
いらっしゃいませ.
Ooh, two times. Welcome. So maybe two people are entering. It's kind of like one per person. So maybe at the same time, two people are entering or something along those lines. Then we have?
すみません. これはいくらですか?
Excuse me. How much is this? And let's take a close look at the sentence. First we have, one more time.
すみません.
Excuse me. Followed by?
これ.
This. Followed by?
は.
Topic marking particle?
いくら.
How much?
です.
Is? Question mark. So literally, excuse me, this, how much is? Question mark. Again, in Japanese, the ka indicates a question in formal Japanese. Now, in spoken casual Japanese, this can be also indicated by intonation. So we have, how much is this? This is followed by the answer.
100 yen desu.
100 yen. Now, first we have?
100.
100?
En.
Yen?
Desu.
Is. Literally, 100 yen is, what happened to the subject, it? If this was a textbook, what would we find?
それは100円です。
That is 100 yen. And that indicates that the object is close to the speaker, close to the person who asked the question, not the speaker, the responding person. That is inferred here because we already know what we're talking about. So we can leave that out, drop it all together and just 100 yen です。This is followed by?
じゃあ、これはいくらですか?
Okay, how much is this? So, it's not the same this, it's something else nearby. The ja indicates that the speaker, the person asking this question, wants to bide a little bit of time. Let's look around. That's maybe too much for her, the 100 yen, or maybe too little, or maybe she wants to find out what something else is. So, ja. Same pattern. How much is this? Literally, this, how much is? Translate, how much is this? Followed by?
お客さん、ここは100円ショップです。
Sir, ma'am, this is a 100 yen shop, meaning everything's 100 yen. So, what do we have first?
お客さん。
Literally, customer. But when we translate and we make it into English, the clerk in the store would say, sir or ma'am. Then we have?
ここ。
Here.
わ。
Topic marking particle?
100円ショップ。
100 yen shop?
This.
Is. Literally, here, 100 yen shop is. And here is a 100 yen store. To translate, it'd be here is a dollar store. But the 100 yen shops in Japan are really nice.
とてもいいです。Very good quality.
Yeah, I mean, when you move, and in Japan, people move quite often, this is the first place you go. Got to restock, stock up on everything. Next we have?
これも100円。
This is also 100 yen. Let's go through it. What do we have first?
これ。
This, followed by?
も。
Particle indicating also, too.
100円。
100 yen. This too. 100 yen, it. Huh? But where's this?
This is missing in this sentence because he's a bit upset.
Yeah,
so...
this happened 20 times today, so...
Yeah.
The shopkeeper is at their limit.
Hi. So he just dropped this in our next sentence too.
Yeah, but the is inferred here.
Hi.
This too, 100 yen is. This also is 100 yen. Then we have?
それも100円.
That's also 100 yen. Finally?
あれも100円.
That over there is also 100 yen.
And finally, he put this at the end of the sentence.
So, yeah, I think he's being polite. Maybe it has something to do with the kore, sore, are, the three in a row. So this des maybe would apply to all of them. Because kore, sore, are, are a set. Notice the similarity between this and here. Both start with
ko.
This is
kore.
Here is
koko.
So things located near or when indicating location, things located nearby to the person speaking start usually with
ko.
Further away?
So.
And way over there?
A.
So. We don't want to get too much into it, but this here, this is
kore.
That over there is
sore.
And that way over there is
are.
Now let's see if the same holds true for here. Here is
koko.
There.
Soko.
And way over there should start with a.
Asoko.
So, it kind of holds true. Again, more about this inside the PDF. Finally, we have...
Ah, そうですか。すみません。じゃあ、これとこれをください。
Ah, そうですか。Ah, I see. Now, this can be used in many contexts. If someone's... Again, it depends on the intonation. Here, the person's making a mistake. So, they're saying, is that so? But the way they're saying it is like, ah, I see. Now... When someone's telling you something, a fact, sometimes people put this in as kind of a filler as the person speaking will continue to go on. Ah, so desu ka? Ah, so desu ka? Not so much as like, oh, is that so? Just kind of interjecting to keep...
Yeah, kind of like, uh-huh.
What do we call that in Japanese?
Aizuchi.
Aizuchi. And we're going to have a whole lesson on this, but one of the listeners commented on a previous lesson that... Naomi Sensei's interjections were quite frequent. But in Japanese, this is common practice. When someone's speaking, to add these One more time, what are they called?
Aizuchi.
Such as hi or ah or so desu ka. To acknowledge that you're listening to the speaker, where in English, it's the opposite, the complete opposite. You sit there quiet.
So desu ne. If you're talking in Japanese, if you're not doing any aizuchi, that would be considered as rude.
Yeah, so a whole nother lesson. We should have a Japanese culture class on this. So, with that said, let's just jump back. What do we have next?
すみません.
Excuse me, followed by?
じゃあ、これとこれをください。
Okay, I'll take this and this. Literally, this and this, please. これ, this, と. This particle means and. Could also be with, but here, it's followed by another this. So, this and this. They're both marked by the object marking particle wo. And then we follow this with kudasai. This and this, please.
Okay.
Hi.
Quite a useful lesson.
So desu ne. I have a question for you, Peterson. If you are a shopping clerk, in the next line, what would you say?
I would say 210 yen desu.
You cheated.
210 yen.
消費税が入るから。
So desu.
What is that, Naomi-sensei?
消費税は consumption tax.
Yeah, and my answer was 210 yen, not 200 yen, because there is tax in Japan, 5% on all sales. So maybe like a sales tax. But the point here is that we got to go over the numbers. So in today's lesson, we're going to go from 11 to 100. And we actually gave you 200, which was a little bit of a trick question. So we'll go all the way to 200 and actually 210. Oh, Naomi-sensei, it never ends. What shall we start with?
10.
10. Next we have?
11.
11.
11.
So this is very straightforward. We have the word for 10 followed by the word for 1. Literally, 10, 1. In English, it changes. 12.
12.
12. Literally, 10, 2.
12. 12.
What do we have next, Akihiro-san?
13.
13. Literally, 10, 3. See how logical it is?
13. 13.
Followed by?
14.
14.
Or 14. 14.
Next.
15.
15.
15.
Followed by?
16.
16.
16.
Next we have?
17.
17.
17. 18.
Followed by?
19. 19. 19. 19. Or 19. 19.
So here's the million-dollar question. We started with 11, which is in Japanese, literally 10, 1. 12, 10, 2, 10, 3, 10, 4, 10, 5, 10, 6, 10, 7, 10, 8, 10, 9. What do you think 20 is going to be?
Two tens.
There it is, which in Japanese is?
20.
21 would be?
21.
2, 10, 1. So with this, you have the tools now to count all the way up to 99. And then finally we have?
100.
100. Okay, Naomi-sensei, are we going to stop here? We have to go to 200.
200.
Again, very logical. Once you have the number for the bigger denomination, use the other ones in combination. So literally, 200. Yeah. Straightforward.
So desu ne. Hundreds are not too bad, but there are three exceptions which you have to remember.
Okay, what are those exceptions?
300.
300.
300. 300.
So, 100 becomes?
100.
Then we have?
600.
Next we have?
400.
So you want to stick to the 4 here. 400.
400. 400.
Followed by?
500.
500.
500. 500.
Next we have?
That's a tricky one. 600.
pu sound. Pu, pu, pu. 600.
600.
Then we have?
700.
700.
Na, na, hyaku. 700.
Then we have?
That's a tricky one too. 800.
Another pu. 800.
800.
800.
900.
900.
900. 900.
All right. So what a lesson. Another long one. A lot of really great information there. Okay. Stop by JapanesePod101.com. Inside the PDF, much more detailed write-up. All the pitfalls are listed in there. In addition, inside the Learning Center, stuff to bring it all together. And again, get into kanji now. Some really good kanji in today's lesson. Learn the kanji for the numbers. That'll really help when you're in Japan or you go to a Japanese restaurant, you can actually read the Japanese menu. So today is definitely a lesson you want to check out. That's going to do it for today.
じゃあまた。
お疲れ様。
いらっしゃいませ。いらっしゃいませ。
すみません。これはいくらですか
?100円です。
じゃあ、これはいくらですか?
お客さん、ここは100円ショップです。これも100円、それも100円、あれも100円です。
ああ、そうですか。すみません。じゃあ、これとこれください。